We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everyone's like, well, if you're the owner of the Angels, who I know you hate, and rightfully so.
Artie Moreno, because he's a pathetic owner,
Yeah, so it's funny. They're like, hey, you know, he gave Mike Trout a lot of money. You know, everyone thinks that Ohtani's going to go to the Dodgers or the Mets or whatever. You know, would Artie Moreno come up with the dough that's going to cost? Well, on the same day that they were discussing the prospects of the owner of the Angels giving Ohtani, or at least making a qualified offer to Ohtani, even if he winds up losing him and has to wind up trading him, is the same day that Artie Moreno announced he's not sending his radio play-by-play crew on road trips because it's too expensive.
Yeah, but maybe he's doing that to save as many dollars as he can for Shohei Ohtani.
Like, come on, man, you're a billionaire. And you're not sending two people on the road?
I don't know what team Ohtani's going to be on, whether it's the Mets, the Mariners, the Padres, the Dodgers, the Giants, whomever. I have no idea. But the one thing I do know is he won't be on the Angels because, A, Moreno's not outbidding everybody, and, B, Shohei knows what's going on around him. He wants to pitch in relevance. Yeah. This is pathetic. This is embarrassing with that franchise.
I know this doesn't mean anything, but I was told again yesterday, it's not a knock on the Yankees or the Mets, that Ohtani has again told everyone, I'm not leaving California. Maybe. That he loves California.
You know what makes sense? It's very
and
risky.
It's so weird. We're a game into a season, and it's already, that is the storyline of that dude.
Because he's a transcendent free agent on a team going nowhere. But here's the thing you've got to consider, and it's very risky. If you're the Mets or the Yankees, and that's trading for him. Because the only way you may be able to ever convince him to stay is to have him here. Like, it's probably going
to
be...
And to win.
Right. Like, if you trade for Ohtani, which he has no choice on, he's a rental player.
Right.
And he comes to the Mets. He experiences New York, and he wins here, you have a much better chance of keeping him. Now, are you willing to risk giving up your four best prospects for the possibility of a two-month rental? It's very risky, but it may be your only shot.
Right. And he may be that good a talent where you're willing to take that shot because he puts you over the edge.
Well, he definitely gives you a better chance to win. You're basically acquiring two players, assuming he can pitch and hit at the same time.
It's kind of like the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, but for a different period of time.
No, it's not like that at all,
honestly.
Yeah,
very similar,
No, it's
actually.
Not. No, absolutely incorrect.
The New York Jets are going to make a trade for a guy that now would give you a year, maybe nothing more.
And what are they giving up for him?
They're giving up draft picks.
Okay. The Mets and Yankees would have to give up.
People, right?
No, they're not. They're not people yet. They're just draft picks.
But they become people.
Yeah, but they're not humans.
No, but
the Mets
are.
Would
they
be giving up
dead human beings.
But you don't know who they are.
But they're people.
It's different.
Not really.
Jason Dominguez is a person. Ronnie Mauricio is a human.
The 22nd pick in the draft is a person.
Not right now. It's not.
Who the person is.
But it might not be the same guy. You might value somebody else at 27.
But
you're giving up that
person.
Pick.
No, it's not.
It's not your guy.
It's not your guy. You have no idea who it is.
It is very similar.
No, it's not.
Almost exactly.
No,
as
it's
a matter
not. You're so wrong about this because the Jets are offering no risk. The Mets and Yankees would be giving up three potential stars for 2 months of Ohtani. And I think it's a great debate, by the way, if it's worth it.
A guy in the minor leagues is not a human being in the pros.
Correct.
A draft pick isn't either.
Correct. Jason Dominguez is very different than a theorized third round pick. I'm sorry. It's just different. It's completely different.
I hate to tell you this. You're wrong. Jason Dominguez right now is a concept.
He's a player. I watched him play baseball in spring training. He's a human. He's got skill sets. He's a tool.
Concept.
No.
It's something you like to talk about. Oh, maybe he'll become a great player at the pro level.
I also disagree on the amount of, even if we take your argument and I say you're right.
Okay.
The amount of picks you're giving up would not equal the value of three top 100 prospects.
I mean, I'll even give you that one without even trying to argue it. I have no problem with that.
And that's the, and I, by the way, I think come July, it's fascinating because I would be scared to death to trade that much young talent.
You have to think from your vantage point as a Met fan that the New York Mets, you know, obviously, however the year plays itself out going into the few weeks prior to the trade deadline, that you can convince yourself and Steve Cohen that recognizing the risk that you may not have him beyond this year, that getting Shohei Ohtani, nothing's guaranteed, obviously, puts you over the edge to win a title.
Right, but you're also giving up. Obviously, you win a World Series, it's all worth it. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, because we have said a million times that we will sell our souls and buy a championship and never get one again. We're good with it.
Yeah, but you are making that trade.
Although I wouldn't sell my soul. I don't like using that term anymore because if your soul lives on forever, I ain't selling my soul for a Jet Super Bowl. I can tell you that right now.
What's your soul really going to do? What's your soul doing 100 years from now?
I'm going to talk to a guy driving an Uber who will pick up my kids one day, and they'll say, Daddy's talking to you. Seatbelt psychic.
Yeah.
Who I found out the other day is a fraud.
Which one? The psychic Uber?
Yeah, the psychic, the seatbelt psychic guy, Thomas John.
Yeah.
Apparently, we were sent a couple videos, me and Big Mac, from Izzo, from a woman whose sole purpose in life is to prove that these psychic type medium types are scam artists.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love this guy, and he comes up with crap that's like, oh my God, how'd you come up with that? And she has apparently figured out how.
Really?
Yes. Very quickly, without getting the weeds on it. Producers of an alleged reality show put out a wide casting net. Do you want to be on a reality show? Thousands of people show up. They fill out very extensive questionnaires about themselves, their lives, their social media accounts, all that stuff. The claim now is that production staff does a deep dive on all these people, where you're from, what your name is. If you're on Facebook, anybody die that you send prayers out to. And they give all that information to this guy, Thomas John. And then the ones that they think they've got a lot of good stuff on, they say you're getting a callback to be on the reality show. He's just, in theory, a random Uber driver that comes to pick them up to take them to the rehearsal. And they're told there are going to be cameras in the car. That's for our purposes. Don't look in the camera. Just we'll get you when we get you. And this guy's now driving going, when you got in the car, I felt a presence with you. Your father's mother? And were you kidnapped when you were 9? And your people go crazy. But that's how they do it.
But that's just one person. I mean, I think overall these mediums they're crazy, like legit.
I want to believe they're legit. Hard to believe they're legit.
I don't have a dog in this fight, but once I had a medium on an old radio show I did and somehow knew about my dead great-grandmother. And there was no way
Evan Roberts on the radio, no, I can research you.
There was no research of it. It was
and
like 2002.
There's a good chance your great-grandmother's dead.
Well, she was dead, but the person knew her name. Like,
let me
right
guess.
Out of the gate.
Let me guess. I'm seeing someone, Evan. Does the letter, it's a hard-sounding letter, is a K or a D? Does that make sense to you?
No.
Maybe
no.
A J?
No.
Yeah, an M?
No.
You know, a D?
I'm going to go through every letter?
Right.
This person knew right away. I think there's some validity to it.
Okay. Like,
I'm just saying.
I want to believe, and I fell hook, line, and sinker for this clown, and now you got these people out there that have done a pretty good job. Disproving
it. So then if it's all been disproven, why would you be afraid to sell your soul? What the hell is your soul going to do? Soul going to do 100 years from now?
What does your soul do? Just follow around your relatives and hope they get in the right Uber cab?
Like, exactly.
Listen, there's got to be something.
Sounds like a boring soul life to me.
Here's the difference between me and you. I think there's something else out there. I do. Whether you want to call it God or spirituality, you could pick that on your own, right? I don't know is.
But if
I
don't think
you just die and you're dead.
Okay, let's say you're right and you sold your soul.
I don't anymore.
All right, you're right. Let's just
I'm not selling my soul.
But where would your soul even go then?
Well,
who's
see, here's the thing. Here's the reality. none of us, you included, all right, are capable enough or smart enough to process a world of spirits. We can only think of ourselves as tangible beings.
Right.
There might be a whole heck of a lot more out there that we just don't know about.
I hope you're right. I am certainly not rooting against you being right.
Yeah, so I'm not selling my soul.
All right.
Because you sell your soul. It sounds like you go to a bad place for eternity.
So
I don't want that.
So you don't want Shohei Ohtani. That's basically what you're saying.
Listen, I'm not going to sell my soul to get Shohei Ohtani.
You're selling your fandom soul.
No.
And your future for the chance to date her for 2 months.
I have convinced myself through a very traumatic life experiences to become a much more spiritual person. And I'm not messing with that. My man. I'm not. I ain't messing around.
Why do you assume man?
Here's the reality of TikTok, Evan. Okay?
Sexist.
Because God made us in his image. Therefore,
yeah,
God's
more,
a man.
There's women, too.
That's just chubby guys with boobs.
What?
And then they evolved into women. No, I don't know.
This is brought to you by Craig Garden. He's just joking around.
Well, like we asked this question the other day. Like, why does the painting of Adam and Eve, like, why do they have belly buttons?
Because they had belly buttons.
There'd be no purpose for a belly button. They weren't born. Why would they have a belly button?
It's such a loaded question. I'm not answering.
There's no rational reason for them to have belly buttons.
Because they were probably born, is the point.
But you follow where I'm going?
No, I do. Your logic is great.
The painting is not connected to the Bible because they wouldn't have belly buttons if it was.
Right. He created them in the image knowing going forward they would have belly buttons.
I mean,
so
he wouldn't have a belly button either.
No, but God knew that eventually humans would have belly buttons.
Well,
so he said,
he's all knowing.
Right.
You got to give him that.
Let's make them look like their ancestors.
Yeah, but
I don't want to go off on too deep on this.
No, you don't want to?
No,
sure?
I really don't.
It's only been, 15 minutes?
Can we all agree to this?
What?
My line's still, Evan saying who's buying was the best.
There's something else out there. Can we agree to that?
Just
agree to this.
I'm not agreeing to anything.
You can't tell me that you honestly believe 20 billion years ago there was a random explosion.
Yes.
And a random explosion led to this.
Yes, I believe that.
No, then you're stupid.
Okay, then you know what? I accept my stupid. But here's what I do know. I know that I don't know. And I don't know what the truth is. So I go with the whole, I don't know, I'm going to lean towards no card. That's where I'm at.
Fair enough. I respect your decision.
Thank you.
I'm going to go the other way.
That's fine.
There's something. I don't know what the hell it is, but there's something I respect.
So the moral of this is we're not selling our souls for Shohei Ohtani.
No,
is that
you
what we
are,
learned?
And I'm not.
No, I never said I would.
No, that's the whole purpose of this conversation. Sell your soul
for
Ohtani.
I said it's a worthy discussion, but I haven't decided yet if I'm going to have the balls come late July to trade every prospect I have to date her for 2 months, because that's all it is. Because the only real shot you probably have at getting this guy to stay here long term is to show him how great New York is. Do you not agree with that thesis?
Then we're in a lot of trouble.
No, then do you take the risk? Like, would you trade Dominguez, Volpe too? Got to throw him in there. I know you won't do that. Would you do it all for Shohei Ohtani? Because maybe after 2 months, he's going to fall in love with the pinstripes and never leave?
No, and if it's based on falling in love with the city the way the city currently is, he ain't staying. Sorry.
I don't buy that at all.
I'm just saying that's the truth. I'm sorry. The city needs to get its act together.
So L.A. is such a great city. We're all so intimidated
by
that.
I've never lived in L.A.
Okay, but then why do we assume every other city is so great? This is what we typically do.
Some cities are great.
Name them. Is L.A. great?
Kansas City's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, he's going to Kansas City.
Chicago's pretty nice.
Is it? Is that what people in Chicago say?
I think so. I think they're pretty happy with their city.
You know. I'm a proud New Yorker. I'm so sick and tired of everybody bad-mouthing it. It just pisses me off. You know what? You hate it so much, leave. How about that?
You did.
I didn't leave. I worked there every day. I love the city. I go to sporting events all the time.
You moved out the first chance you could.
I moved out to just have more room. But I love New York City. I love it. I wouldn't trade it for the world. And I'm sick and tired of this just constant bad-mouthing.
Yeah.
I'm sick. I'm telling you, it's just obnoxious.
Okay. Because there's a lot of cities where Elmo will stick you up at gunpoint in the middle of Times Square.
There are other cities where that happens. We're not the only ones.
And the Cookie Monster's the lookout.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.